Albayan Radio presents Practical Explanations of Commonly Recited Suwar, presented by Shaykh Naseem Abdi.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Amma ba'd, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, dear brothers and sisters. And we are continuing with the commonly recited verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the chapters in the Quran and their brief explanation. And after completing Al-Fatiha, we move on to Ayat Al-Kursi. And Ayat Al-Kursi is the greatest single ayah in the Quran, as came in an authentic narration from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it is a verse in the Quran that has a lot of virtue. And it is a verse in the Quran that is often recited during the day. It is not something that is just mentioned in the Quran and we read it when we read the Quran. This is something to be recited in the morning, in the evening, after every single prayer. This is something to be recited before a person goes to sleep. This is a verse in the Quran that brings about protection from the shaitan, protection from evil. It's something that brings protection from magic. It brings ease to a person's life through keeping harm away from him, to the extent that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from its benefits, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that a person who recites Ayat al-Kursi after every obligatory prayer, nothing will be between him and the hellfire except for death. And so this is a verse in the Quran which has immense virtue and immense goodness, that a person should be very eager to be oft reciting this great verse. We start with the beginning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. Allah, there is no deity worthy of worship except for him, the hay, the qayyum. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a deity, and there are other things that are worshipped besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These other deities, nothing is deserving of that worship except for him. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the traits. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the characteristics. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the attributes for him to be one that is deserving of that worship. Whereas every single thing else has no right to be worshipped. It is man-made. It is man thought up. It relies on mankind. For example, when they used to make the idols, they would make it by their own hands. Even today, you see those religions that still worship idols. You have people that actually make their own gods and then pray to those gods. How can you make something that wasn't in existence until you made it? Subhanallah. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Do you not have intellect? How can I worship something and then pray to something when I was the one that made that thing? Subhanallah. I meant to worship something that created me, not that I created, or that it relies upon me. Like those that worship, for example, animals. Those animals rely on the human beings. They rely on the human beings to protect them, to feed them, to take care of their health. Subhanallah, your creator is meant to look after you. How then do people worship others besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So there are things which are worshipped besides Allah azza wa jal. But none of them have the right to be worshipped except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a deity is not only something physical, but it could be a concept. It could be a concept of disbelief which people give so much glory to, and they hold in such high esteem, that even though they know it goes clearly against the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants for human beings, except that they follow it. Like the example where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. Have you not seen the one who took his desires as a deity, as a god besides Allah? Meaning he knew right and wrong. He knew what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted, but then his desires wanted something, and so he gave preference, extreme preference, to his desires over the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so, ayyadun billah, it was like he obeyed his desires over obeying Allah, taking them as a deity besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person needs to be very careful that he doesn't allow any type of kufr and shirk into his life. Islam came to perfect the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, complete and pure monotheism, and to get rid of shirk, all of its types. Major shirk, which takes you out of the fold of Islam. Minor shirk, which is worse than a major sin. And hidden shirk, which is showing off riya. A person needs to be very careful to read all of these things in his life. He loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he loves what Allah azza wa jal loves. And he hates that which Allah azza wa jal hates, beginning with kufr and shirk. So may Allah azza wa jal allow us to learn about his great religion and learn about his great self and worship him accordingly. May Allah Azza wa Jal allow us to do so sincerely and die upon it. هذا والله أعلم. صلى الله عليه وسلم محمد وعلى آله محمد وصحبه أجمعين. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.